This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is set to announce this week that it will re-engage with the much-maligned UN Human Rights Council that former President Donald Trump withdrew from almost 3 years ago. The decision to join the Geneva-based UNHRC as an observer with an eye towards seeking election as a full member reverses another Trump-era move away from multilateral organizations and agreements. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a senior U.S. diplomat in Geneva will make the announcement Monday, and a step likely to draw criticism from conservative lawmakers and pro-Israel community. Donald Trump's defenders and the U.S. Senate are rallying around the former president before his impeachment trial, dismissing it as a waste of time and arguing the former president's fiery speech before the Capitol insurrection does not make him responsible for the violence of January 6th. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi on Sunday made clear that Trump should and will be acquitted and says if holding Trump accountable means that the Senate must convict him, then no, Trump won't be held accountable. Asked if Congress could still consider other punishment, such as censure, Wicker said it was time to move on and that ship has sailed. South Africa suspended its vaccination campaign against COVID-19 Sunday after a new study revealed that the AstraZeneca vaccine is less effective against a variant of the virus that has been found in South Africa. That study, which has not yet been peer-reviewed, concluded that the British vaccine offered only limited protection against moderate forms of the disease caused by the South African variant. The news was a blow to South Africa, which has seen more than 46,000 people die from the virus. It had planned to begin inoculating its population with 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the coming days. This is VOA News. Ecuadorian presidential candidate Andreas Arauz claimed victory Sunday. Although official results were not due for several hours, an exit poll suggests he could still face a runoff. If there is, he is likely to face off with his main rival, Guillermo Lasso, expected to come in third as lawyer and an indigenous activist, Yaku Perez, who ran on an anti-mining platform. Haitian authorities on Sunday arrested at least 23 people, including a Supreme Court judge, for their role in an alleged plot to oust President Jovenel Moïse. The arrests come after leading opposition figures this week announced a plan to replace Moïse with a new head of state, accusing the president of being and presiding over economic chaos in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. Earlier on Sunday, anti-government demonstrators in Port-au-Prince clashed with police, who responded with tear gas. There were also street protests against Moïse in some other towns. The dispute over when the president's term ends stems from his original election. He was voted into office in a poll later canceled on grounds of fraud. He was then elected again a year later. Voting to elect deputies, senators, mayors, and local officials should have been held in 2018, but the election was delayed, triggering a power vacuum in which Moïse says he is entitled to stay for another year. The European Union's top diplomat on Sunday said Russia is rejecting constructive dialogue with the EU and that Europe must draw the consequences, including the possibility of new sanctions. In a blog post, Josep Borrell said that the shock expulsion of three EU diplomats during his two-day visit to Moscow showed that Russia did not want to seize the opportunity to have a more constructive dialogue with the EU. He said the bloc will have to draw the consequences, he wrote, insisting that it will be for member states to decide the next steps. And yes, these could include the sanctions. His trip, which ended on Saturday, had been controversial that divided the EU's 27 member states. The Biden administration again said that it is immediately suspending Trump-era asylum agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. And finally, Tom Brady made his seventh Super Bowl title look familiar despite moving south to a new team and conference during a pandemic. Brady threw two touchdown passes to old friend Rob Gronkowski and one good pal Antonio Brown, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City 31-9 on their home field in Super Bowl 55 Sunday. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.